A member of the Constitution Review Commission, Gabriel Poamang, says the commission has not considered the status of homosexuality in the review process because it is subject to Supreme Court interpretation. He said the commission deemed it expedient to respect the mandate of the Supreme Court to take decisions on issues concerning the rights of the individual. He was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
Constitution Review Commission was operating a mandate of reviewing the Constitution. We are not writing a new Constitution. So there are certain fundamental provisions in the Constitution that we were bound to uphold and then to do our work within those principles. My understanding was that if we did anything on gayism and on lesbianism, it will still have to go before the Supreme Court to be tested whether what we're doing was contrary or in breach of the Constitution. So we decided that fine. The issue is in the public domain. If at any time it arrives at the Supreme Court, they will determine.
Why did you defer it to the Supreme Court? Couldn't the CIC have done anything?
It would have been a futile exercise, my dear sister, if we had decided on any issue relating to lesbianism. It would have been an exercise which we will do subject to what the Supreme Court will say on the matter. And why should we go on to go and then make such a pronouncement which is only subject to the decision of the Supreme Court? And that is the reason why we did it. If we took that decision, Parliament will have to pass the act, amending and making that provision. And that act will be subject to its compliance with the existing provisions on human rights in the Constitution. So, the final destination of any decision in relation to homosexuality in our Constitution, in our jurisdiction, will have to be tested at the Supreme Court.
Well, Mr. Poamang, to some people, it looked as if the CIC was trying to run away from the controversial issue of homosexuality by leaving it for the courts.
No. Matters that we interpreted our mandate to be competent to deal with, which were more controversial than that, we pronounced ourselves clearly on them. It is because we didn't, in the understanding of our mandate, think that we should be going beyond our mandate and doing things which, at the end of the day, would just be, I don't want to say populism, but it will really end nowhere. And we interpret our mandate differently, and you don't want to make a pronouncement which at the end of the day would not amount to anything.
A member of the Constitution Review Commission, Gabriel Poamang.